Welcome back in, everyone, to Media Day. Joining us now here in our booth, head coach of the Tennessee men's tennis program, it's Chris Woodruff. Coach, welcome to the 2024 National Indoors. How is all going for you and the guys as we approach this weekend?
I think so far so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure we're like most schools who are, you know, this is a kind of the termination, if you will, of one phase of the year and starts anew. So I think there are a lot of different things you can gain from participating in such an elite tournament like this.
Absolutely, and we look forward to learning those things. Here's what I need to learn most, though. It's not often in an interview like this I'm the lesser dressed of the guests. What's leading to the formal wear today, Coach? Looking good, let me just say from the start.
I don't really know. I just sometimes just like to get in clothes other than, you know, game day apparel with sweats and stuff like that. So no particular rhyme or reason behind it.
Well, just let the record show, you clean up very well, yeah, well in thanks. Case you were curious. Thanks. But speaking of going well thus far, you mentioned it, your Tennessee Volunteers off to such a strong start so far this season. I'm curious, I know you guys came to Columbia about 5 days ago. What you learned from that experience and why that trip was important to put on your schedule before an event like this?
Well, I think the trip was basically designed so we could get for exactly this reason. Mm-hmm. You know, talking to Columbia, we came up here last year and they had some, you know, a court malfunction and mm-hmm. it worked out where, you know, Howard asked if we would, you know, come back and it just happened to, it's just a nice natural fit and we've played a match in here. We've hit in here multiple times and so all these surroundings. Now we bring guys who may not have played in the National Indoors before. Now they've played in this building, and I think you know, when you have an experience you can call upon, I think it can be very helpful.
Well, I'm glad you bring that up because looking at your roster this year, you have one half of the roster perhaps best represented by Johannes, Angel, Shinsuke, who, you know, they've been around this event. They were part of that 2022 finalist team. On the other side, you've got Pajonka, you've got Apple Tower, you've got Jonas. They are new to your culture, new to this event. How have you gone about bridging that gap early in the season?
Well, just ask the older guys to help the younger guys.
Sure.
Tried to have some, you know, conversations about experience and what it would be like to play on the road like at Columbia, which another reason why it was great. We got young guys playing in a, you know, they had a lot of people here. It was a great environment and just trying to bridge that gap. And and one of the ways, you know, unfortunately, is you kind of got to learn on the fly. And so there's not a lot of, you know, from when winter break, Christmas stops, and there's not a lot of time to garner experiences that you need to be successful. So what do? Oftentimes people look for others for help. And so hopefully our guys who have played in this tournament, not only played in it, but have made the finals and had deep runs in this elite event, hopefully they can chip in and mentor a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm curious, looking at your team, some of the roster decisions or lineup decisions you've made, it's not often you see freshmen playing top four, top three in a lineup. You've had an instance where, you know, multiple instances, you've had two freshmen in your top four, and I'm curious what you've seen from those two in particular that has you placing your trust in them, saying they're ready to be there already.
Well, one of the things that it's occurred to our staff is if we're going to, you know, build a team, then you kind of have to have this narrow walk of building for the future and staying and trying to win now. And so I told them one of the things that I'd like to, you know, myself to do a better job is if we're going to build, if we're going to, you know, try to get a group of guys together, then they're going to need to go in. And, you know, when that time is there ever really a right time? I mean, to introduce, you know, to have these guys come up and play, you know, the number 8 or 9 team, like Columbia. I mean, I don't think there ever is a time. And so one of the things that I believe that can help is if we come back up next year, well, now all of a sudden I've got, you know, half my guys who have, you know, played in a moment like this, and now they can pass on. So hopefully you create this perpetual culture of trickle down where, you know, one can help the other.
Yeah, and no, absolutely, it's working. I'm curious, and I've watched a lot of film, so I apologize if I'm butchering something here. Philip is a lefty, correct? And so the reason I bring that up, do you and James just have a type? You know, first it's Johannes, now it's Philip. What is it you're seeing from a player like that, or when you're recruiting? Is it the size? Is it the weapons? What exactly are you looking for?
Well, I think it's pretty well known in the sports world, no matter what you play, you know, being a lefty has an advantage, you know, and if you punt left-footed, the ball spins differently for the, you know, the receiver catching it. And in tennis, you know, a long time ago, somebody told me that if you're left-handed and you have a relatively decent serve, it should be at the higher levels, it should be at least 1 point a game, mm-hmm. you know, and in baseball, it's a commodity. I mean, they're just nice to have. And I think when you start playing at a high level like we are here, they can perhaps pose a matchup problem. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the advantages that you try to get, is you're always looking for matchups. And so we just, whether we actually seek it, you know, I'm not really sure, but you know, it has worked out in our favor from time to time, but also we've gone, you know, years where you can't find a lefty. So, you know, we're thankful that we have two, and you know, one comes back.
Yeah, something I'll always look for, a lefty on Tennessee and an Australian, obviously, something
true, your program true. Has since a long... True, since 1986, yes, we've had an Australian.
So. A long history of, and, you know, again, I am curious more broadly looking at this weekend, because your team is off to a fantastic start, maybe even a faster start than perhaps you anticipated, given all of the new pieces. With that in mind, are there expectations coming into a weekend like this? Everyone wants to show up and win the tournament, but what are you hoping to learn about your group this weekend?
Well, I think it's very important that we learn a little bit about who we are inside. I mean, this is a very hard event to win. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's a great event. I think it ranks right up there with the SEC tournament, where you play back to back to back. You've one of the few events here where there's no day off. If you're lucky enough, you're guaranteed three matches at, you know, some precarious times, so you have to constantly be ready. So I think from a psychological perspective, you can grow a lot. Not only grow a lot as one, but you can also grow a lot as a group. Mm-hmm. Because in an event like this, you know, there are a lot of highs and lows. And also, you know, from expectationally, we've had a lot of success here. I think Tennessee's made five or six finals, mm-hmm. you know, going back into the 90s and, you know, those some good teams in the 90s. And we've played in this event, you know, I think once every 6 years or 5 years, we're making the finals here. So I guess from a tradition standpoint, I think it's very important to, you know, to relay to our team and guys that this is an event where Tennessee's notoriously done well.
No, absolutely. I think back-to-back finals, what, 09, 2010, if my memory serves me correct. And yeah, obviously I was there in 2022 when you guys made the finals, so success recently as well. And your team has experienced that success. Joe, Shinsuke, Angel, all part of that team. Obviously great to have them back. Always great to have you back as well, and the chance to chat with you, Coach Chris Woodruff. Good luck to you and the Vols this weekend, and always a pleasure to get the chance to speak with you.
All right, thank you.